Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. This quarter is brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and remember to use the code KSN.
We're back. Fourth and final quarter here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. I think we've saved the best for last. It's Greg's Best Bets. He's Greg Pickle. Todd Sadowski from Fox 43 will also be chiming in here, but this is all about Greg. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. I will be reading Greg's picks to you, and then I'll be shepherding the conversation. There's no better time, by the way, to get out your DraftKings Sportsbook app and take note of what is coming your way, because our friend Greg Pickle here, 18-7 since we started tracking his picks. That's a 72%
continued
against the spread.
Like, we talk about it every week, but at some point this is going to go ugly.
Listen,
it has to. I mean, just
golf clap right now, though, dude.
Yeah, but it'll go the long way. Tread lightly yet again this week.
Tread lightly. Well, here's the thing. We've been tracking the picks for 5 weeks. You've had a winning record against the spread 4 out of 5. You've been 5-0 against the spread in 2 of the last 3 weeks, including just this past week. So you're starting to build a little bit of a resume that you're not able to say fade it. Now, you know, if you're going to fade you, then maybe you got to fade Ohio State against Penn State a little bit.
That's right. Yeah.
Evidence suggests one thing, but unexpected stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, that's just a lot of points for a top 10 matchup. And I mean, we all kind of, Todd, I think you picked it the closest spread. I have it pretty, you know, if you bet Penn State, I think you're going to be in for a white knuckler, but I do think they'll cover the 19. It's a lot of points for a top 10 team. I get that it's on the road, but you know, something has to give here. Either Penn State's not that quality of an opponent, or the point spread's ludicrous. I think it's a little bit ludicrous, you know. This would imply that on a neutral field, you know, Ohio State's, what, 15 points better than Penn State, 16? I mean, they're good.
Yeah.
But again, Penn State's a top 10 outfit according to every poll that there is. So either Penn State's not that good or the point spread's off the mark. I think it's off the mark. So I definitely would back Penn State.
It feels like it's NCAA women's basketball where you have three or four teams that can win the championship, and then there's a big drop off from there. I don't know. At least this would suggest that you don't have 10 quality teams that can you know.
Is what the number 9 team is given credit for.
Yeah, I mean, that's insanity. But as far as 18-7, I'm a scoot down here. I'm worried about some spontaneous human combustion with Greg Pickle over here with that kind
running
of record.
Running hot.
Absolutely.
18% away from 90% now that we're making a note of it. By the way, the DraftKings Sportsbook, I mentioned it earlier, it's available officially now in Pennsylvania. It's the trusted leader in daily fantasy. Now they brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. We're going to talk some college football in a moment. They've also got a pro football promo you don't want to miss. It's simple. You just got to place a bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers to beat the Cincinnati Bengals, and then you get $6 for every touchdown they score, which could be plenty against this Bengals outfit that probably would be getting at least 6 or 8 points on the road against Ohio State if those two were to play. Yeah. You can also download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm going to give you just a moment to get this app downloaded in time for the nuggets of knowledge that are coming your way. Last week, Greg bet Penn State Indiana over 53.5. I believe the total was, what, 61 in that one?
Yeah.
Iowa giving 3 to Minnesota. Not a lot of people were really on board with that upset. Iowa pulled it off. Clemson giving 30.5 to Wake Forest. Clemson now steamrolling people. And I think Greg deserves some credit.
The last two, both the Iowa pick and the Clemson pick, man, this is solid.
You don't trip and fall over these picks, my friend. You're either born with it or you're not, or you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show and you absorb what he's saying. UMass getting 40 at Northwestern. What was the final score from that one?
I don't know. I never even went and looked. I'm certain that it covered. While we're looking.
Texas
45-6.
45-6.
Yes.
All right, so 39.
Yep.
That was by a whisker.
Just inside.
By a whisker.
It's a line drive in the box score, but it doesn't matter how you got to first.
It was the 40th point that did it.
Yes.
It was the 40th point. Well, if they give him 39, I'm staying away from this. They
terrible,
got 40.
Terrible bet.
It's a gold.
But I don't think it's ever bad to bet against Northwestern scoring at least 40 points. Texas getting plus, getting six at Iowa State. They lose that game. I think they lost by, 3 points in that one.
Yeah.
So 5-0, 18-7 overall. What's he got in store for us now? For starters, Penn State getting the 19 at Ohio State. Now, you get five picks a week, and we more or less, it's not mandatory, but we bet the Penn State whatever the line is. So I don't know if this would be one of your favorite top five lines of the week, but you're suggesting it anyway, Penn State getting 19.
Yeah. I mean, again, I just think that you look at this and you break down what kind of game this could be. And I just think Penn State to get 19 is too many. And I stay in the Big Ten then for the next one, which is Indiana plus 8. I watched that Indiana team, and it just feels to me like they could give Michigan some problems offensively. And I think they should have beat Penn State, honestly. I mean, Tom Allen really made some boneheaded decisions that I think cost them at least a touchdown. And
there's stuff that happens in these games. Like, Indiana can't beat Penn State.
Right.
All right. That, in the history of this matchup,
right. Yep.
Different coaches, different players, year to year, it changes. Indiana can't beat Penn State. And that's kind of what, like, there's just sort of like a, like, Penn State's got a force field around them. Like, yeah. there's something's going to happen where yeah. Indiana doesn't
I'm
going
to change that to say they could have beaten Penn State. They shouldn't have beaten Penn State. And they're Indiana for a reason. And they just don't, you know, there's a history there that suggests that they're just at some point. They're going to remember they're the Hoosiers on the football field, and Penn State will do something to win the game. That isn't always the case, okay? I mean, I'm being, you know, about that, but that's still, Penn State did what they had to do to win that game, and they were going to at home and got it closed out.
I think in this case, Greg, what that eighth point probably brings you in, right?
Correct.
That eighth point, it's a big difference. They can match up well with Michigan, but ultimately, if you're getting a little more than a touchdown,
And the Wolverines are feeling good about themselves too.
So
I like that call to get Indiana. Tom Allen's doing a good job with that team scheme wise. I don't think they have the same athletes, obviously, but they're doing enough coaching wise to get in that ball game.
Right.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, fourth and final quarter here. We're looking around the country. Greg's best bets, five top wagers for the weekend. By the way, we have to mention our friends at GoPSURV.com as we're looking ahead a little bit. If you look ahead to 2020, they're taking some deposits now. $250 you can deposit, put that down to get an RV for the blue-white game next year, this coming spring, or any game on the 2020 schedule. It's never too early to think about it. If you want the ultimate tailgating experience, you can make that deposit now. You can go to GoPSURV.com to learn more. Speaking of big point spreads, you bet UMass at Northwestern. How about Arkansas getting 45 at LSU?
Yeah, Arkansas stinks, but to LSU is just a freight train at this point. But it's a November conference game. You know, I just feel like Arkansas might be able to keep this one within 40. It's a very – and I know LSU can score, so it does, it's not quite the
it just not sounds quite so the funny. Same like, idea. You know what? Arkansas can keep it within 40. I'm confident.
I mean, so they give up 51. They lose 51-10 to Auburn. I know that's not exactly similar, you know, apples to apples. But they're not a very good football team. They just aren't. But I do think that it's a chance for LSU to maybe look ahead a little bit to other games on the schedule, and this one maybe stays close because of it.
Same deal we talked about Justin Fields. You know, you're starting to feel the pressure for these high-ranked teams. Every game, it ratchets up just a little bit more. You know, maybe LSU can get caught looking ahead. Not a trap or anything like that, because I'm pretty sure LSU's third stringers could win this game, but yeah. 45
well,
is a lot of points.
These spreads at this time of year is all about whether they want to beat them by more than 45 or not. And LSU knows they don't need to beat them by more than 45. They beat, I mean, look what just happened to Tua Tagovailoa. It's 35-7, and they're up 28 in the second quarter, and they're debating whether to keep him in the game to run the two-minute offense. Joe Burrow does not need to be out there in the fourth quarter, in the third quarter, even if they're gonna smoke them. So it's really all about whether LSU wants to beat them by 45 or more. They could beat them by 70 if they wanted to. But I agree. I think they'll lay off. You see the theme I'm having here. The guy's 18-7. I'm gonna agree with everything he says.
I'm not crossing him out for sure. Interesting juncture on this one here. Texas getting 4 at Baylor. You have Baylor coming off their first loss. They on their heels a bit in the second half against Oklahoma. I'm thinking the logic here is that has a spillover effect. Now that their undefeated season is you know, kind of up in flames. Could the wheels fall off a little bit? Can Texas go on the road to beat them? And I think absolutely Texas could go on the road and win this game.
I just like getting points when the total 60. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. I know that Texas obviously just had a tough outing against Iowa State. But, you know, Baylor had everything to play for. If it would have beat Oklahoma, it maybe had a case to get into the college football playoff conversation, and that obviously is now out the window. So I just, you know, they're playing for probably whatever a Big 12 non-New Year's Six Bowl top slot is. I don't think they'll get into the Cotton Bowl. So they've kind of, air's kind of gone out of the balloon there. Matt Rule's done a nice job, but I think this is a game Texas can get inspired to win. It's a, you know, rivalry game of sorts, and give me the points when the total's that high.
Does Baylor not have a chance to get back at Oklahoma? Don't they go 1-2 in the Big 12 championship? Oh, yeah. There's still a conference championship on the line. So I think Baylor will be highly motivated. And I think this is one of the first, not first, real test. This is a big test for Coach Rule to see how he rallies his guys and see how they bounce back from a really, really brutal loss against the Sooners.
The fight is making sure that there's still belief, because there's a lot of people outside. There's probably people inside that locker room saying, are we really this good when they're unbeaten? And now can you come back after losing and seemingly getting validation that maybe we aren't that
well
good?
What do they focus on, though? Do they focus on the part where they went up 28-3 and they were crushing Oklahoma, or the part where they let it slip? I think they'll focus on the part where they were like, look, you see, we can play with these guys, and I'm not, you know, we're not messing around. We can play at this level.
Greg's not focused on that part.
Nope.
Certainly glass half empty all the way, baby, yep. All the way. If the glass is half full, he'll dump the rest of it out. Say, look at that. It's 100% empty now. Anyway, or 90% empty. How about Navy giving 3 at SMU?
Yeah, I really struggled with the rest of the last pick for this week. I just don't like this slate of games at all. Navy obviously just had a pretty rough outing against Michigan. That seems to be a common theme with all my picks this week, that coming off of rough outings outside of Penn State. But
it has to do with the timing of it, too, because,
right.
You know, is that one rough outing the thing that defines them, or is it not?
No.
If you don't think it's the thing that defines them, then you maybe have a chance to get it, pick up a point or two.
I just think Navy's better than it looked in that loss. You know, I'm kind of going against my previous logic here, because the total 66, I think, is way too high for a team that likes to put the ball, you know, keep the clock moving. You know, I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. They're going to throw.
You can pivot to the over-under if you like.
I'm going to take Navy -3. I also would recommend as a bonus 6th pick of the week, the under 66.5.
All right, we'll make a note of it. That's going to factor into your season record.
Sure is.
Win or lose. Hey, this is a guy, 72% success rate. Listen to him. Those are Greg's best bets. That's it for us on this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can download the Keystone Sports app as well to get all of Greg's best bets. We'll see you next time.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.